On April 25th of 1998, the life of a Marquette University student, Brian Reach, changed forever. It was a devastating accident, and it left Brian paralyzed from the chest down with limited use of his arms. And since then, a number of friends and family have set forth to help other people with the Brian Reach Paralysis Foundation. And joining me is its Vice President, Don Leavings. And Don, tell us first of all about Brian.
So Brian is the son of the owner of R&R Insurance, where I work, and he's somebody I've known from the time he was a little boy, and obviously as a freshman at Marquette when he was involved in that accident. His life changed, as did the life of his entire family and people who knew him.
What was the accident?
So he was on a slip and slide, and he broke his neck in a tragic, tragic accident. And you know, you think about slipping sides when you're a little kid, and you don't think anything of it, and it just happened to him. It's just one of those freak accidents.
But from that tragedy, a lot of good has happened through the foundation. And tell us about some of the things that you do.
So when the accident first happened, I put together a golf outing to benefit his family because we needed to get a ramp built at their home, get an elevator to get Brian from one floor to the next. And so in a very short period of time, I reached out to some of the insurance carriers that we work with, and I was able to get a golf outing put together because we didn't have a foundation at that time, but we put something together called the Brian Reach Benefit Trust. And then the next year we did a golf outing to benefit the Christopher Reeve Paralysis Foundation. And then after that was over, Brian and I met along with his dad and one other person. And we decided, you know what, if we're going to continue to raise money to help people with spinal cord injuries and people with neurological disorders, we would like to have some control over the research grants and how the money's used, which we didn't have when we sent it off to the Christopher Reeve Paralysis Foundation, just trusting them that they would use it correctly, which I'm sure they did, but we wanted a little more control. So then in 2000, we started the Brian Reach Paralysis Foundation, filed all the appropriate documentation, and here we are 25 years later, and we've raised about $6.5 million to help people with, again, spinal cord injuries. But it's more than just research. We've also helped people whose children or themselves are trying to go to college and can't afford it because of their disability. We have people who need a new wheelchair, need a repair to their van, need a ramp put in their house, so they can apply to the foundation for grants. So we have a bunch of different areas. We have research with research people around the country. We have scholarships. And we have grant requests. Those are the three ways that we help people.
And, of course, this is being done through the golf outing, which takes place on Monday, June 3rd at Kettle Hills Golf Course. But prior to that, and going on right now, you have a virtual auction. Tell us a little bit about it.
So we get together, you know, about 150 different items and from lots of different vendors. And then starting on Memorial Day at 9 a.m., we will have the ability for people to go online. And it goes right up until the golf outing on June 3rd. So a full 7 days. And at the end of the golf outing at 6 o'clock at night, we will shut off the auction. And people who have the highest bid have the good fortune of being the highest bidder and getting that particular item. It could be a Yeti cooler. It could be a bicycle. It could be tickets to a Brewers game, tickets to a concert. There's all sorts of things that we have, and people have been very generous about donating, and people are really good about contributing.
And I know you've got a website. Tell us what it is.
So brpf.org, pretty simple. And you can go online. You can sign up for the auction through GiveSmart. That's the program that we use. You can also get all sorts of information on the scholarships, the grant requests, the research that we've been able to partner with people like the Medical College of Wisconsin or Marquette University or the Miami Project down in Florida. I mean, lots of people have really stepped forward to be able to find out things that we can do. We're making great strides, Libby, to be honest with you, as far as where we were 25 years ago and where we are today.
And how's Brian doing?
Well, other than not being able to come into the office, he is here normally 6 hours a day. But as happens for people who are in wheelchairs or bedridden and really don't move much, they get these pressure sores and they can be very debilitating. So Brian's recovering from one of those. The rumor is that he will be at the golf outing on June 3rd. So he's recovered to the point that we expect to see him here in the office, but most importantly, to see his smiling face at the golf outing. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. People have asked me in the past why I do these things and why I stay involved. The biggest answer I have is that you see the success that we've had, and I see somebody like Brian, and I think to myself, he is the true definition of courage because he goes on every single day with his life, even though he is permanently and totally disabled. So it's amazing to me.
Don Leavings, thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay, Libby, have a great day.